So firstly, how has Ethiopia actually achieved this, rather astonishing feat?
Well, the first thing to say is that they've been preparing the ground, both literally and metaphorically, for a while. They've had a afforestation or a forest land restoration program running for a few years. And in order to achieve this huge and very magnificent tree planting in one day, they also did a lot of preparation for that, gathering the seedlings, preparing the ground, and of course mobilizing such a large number of people to take part.
Just how serious has the issue of deforestation been in Ethiopia and the region there? I mean, I know you hear about the Amazon, about something like a soccer field disappears every minute in the Amazon, but in terms of that region there, just how serious a problem is it?
I think the key thing to understand about Ethiopia, it's a very highly populated country with a very rapidly growing population still, and I think it's about 80% of the people there depend on agriculture or the land for a living, and about 80% of the land is suffering from soil degradation and water scarcity, and the forest land is actually part, they realize, is part of the solution to this. I think they see it as a key thing to keeping Ethiopia functioning as a country. It's almost an existential thing.
And I suppose it has, of course, benefits for all of us, benefits for all the rest of us as well, when we're talking about the likes of climate change and, of course, trees absorbing carbon dioxide and the like.
Yeah, I think, probably more value in the way that it inspires us. It shows us an example. It's a relatively small number of trees in terms of how many we need to plant if we're thinking about actually global climate action.
Of course.
But it's probably more of an important step in the way that actually they've got people involved, and people are as much a part of this as the trees. Having your population involved in your forest restoration programs is hugely important, because people need to have some kind of ownership and some control over the land. And if they are the ones that are planting the trees, they also then will be more minded to look after them. And if the kind of trees that are planted and the kind of land restoration is done has borne in mind what people actually need from the landscape in terms of livelihoods and other benefits like soil erosion protection and agricultural staff and forest products, then if people are getting a living from the forest, then that will help keep the forest there as well. It's a cliche to say it, but the forest that pays is the forest that stays. And if you consider all of the various benefits, the cultural ones, the economic ones, the social ones, and the environmental ones together, I think that's where Ethiopia is probably showing us the way. It's more than just simple planting of large numbers of trees. This is an ongoing effort that they've been doing for many years. They've got a huge ambition of planting. I think it's about 4 billion trees by the end of the year, and more to do. I mean, it's not just enough to put trees in the ground. You have to look after them for years and years. It's a hugely impressive thing. But as I say, I think we should see this as an inspiration rather than look at it and go, wow, they're helping us save the planet, because we all need to do this. I mean, everywhere, every country needs to be planting trees.
Absolutely. Well, Dan, thanks very much. Really do appreciate you joining us, having a bit of a chat about this one this morning.
Thanks very much.